Chapter 4, Weekend Plans. I was watching television when I heard the front door open. Mum and Aunt Sue came in, laughing as they put their shopping bags in the entrance hall. "Hi, Mum."
"Hi, Aunt Sue," I called.
"What did you buy?"
"Lots of things," Mum answered. "I think we went a bit crazy in the shops, but there were very good sales, and I found the perfect suit for my first day at work. I'll take you and Stevie shopping there, too."
"Okay," I answered. "I love getting new clothes."
"How was your day, Janet?" Mum asked. "Did you get a job at the sports center?"
"Well, yes and no," I answered.
"Come upstairs and tell me about it," said Mum. "I want to put my new things in the cupboard and change my clothes."
While Mum was busy, I sat on the bed and told her about my day. "The sports center has already got lifeguards," I explained, "but they need somebody to help the swimming instructor. They can't pay a salary, but they offered me a free membership at the center if I volunteer."
"It sounds like you've already made a decision," said my mother.
"Yes, I have," I answered. "Also, the girl who teaches swimming is very nice. Her name's Melissa, and I think we can be friends."
"Oh," said my mother. "How old is she?"
"She's 17," I answered. "She asked me if I wanted to come to her apartment this weekend and sleep there."
Mum looked a bit worried.
"Why don't you invite her here first, so we can meet her?" Mum suggested. "What's she like?"
"I told you she's very nice, Mum," I answered impatiently. My mother always wanted to know everything about my friends.
"You don't have to treat me as if I were Stevie's age. I'm 16, I said. "Melissa is very good with children. She was very patient with the kids who were learning to swim. And after the lessons, we sat in the cafeteria and talked. She wants to introduce me to her friends."
"Where does she live?" asked Mum.
"She lives in Downsview," I answered. "It's a little far from the city, so she takes the subway to work every day."
"Does Melissa live with her parents?" asked Mum.
"She lives in an apartment with her mother," I answered. "I need to start making new friends, and this is a good opportunity."
"I suppose you're right," said my mother. At dinner that night, we talked about our day.
"How is Scouts today, Stevie?" said Dad. "Tell us about the camping trip this weekend."
"A camping trip so soon?" asked Mum. "Stevie has just started Scouts. Why's he going on a trip already?"
"The group has been together since the beginning of the summer, and this is the weekend of the big trip," my dad explained. "I think Stevie is lucky he can go on it. Don't worry, Caroline. The boys will be well supervised. The trip is to Cookstown, just north of here. The scoutmaster gave me a pamphlet when I went to collect Stevie. I'll show it to you after dinner."
Mum turned to Stevie. "Do you want to go, Stevie?" she asked him.
"Of course I do," answered Stevie. "We're going canoeing."
"That's great," said Kevin. "I liked canoeing when I was a kid. You'll have fun."
"Well, can I go, Mum?" asked Stevie. "Can I?"
"Probably, Stevie. But tomorrow I'm going to visit you at Scouts and talk to the Scoutmaster," said Mum.
"Oh, Mum," said Stevie. "I don't want you to come. The other boys will laugh at me."
"No, they won't, Stevie," Dad said. "Your mother's just worried about you."
I told my dad about Melissa's invitation for Saturday night.
"It's very nice of her to invite you over," said Dad. "I'm happy to see that you're making friends easily."
"I've got a good idea," said Uncle John. "If Janet and Stevie are away this weekend, why don't the four of us go to Niagara Falls and stay in a hotel on Saturday night? Remember, we did that last time before you left." He looked at Mum and Dad. "I'm not going to be very busy at the end of the week," he continued. "I'd enjoy some time away from home, and we could relax and really talk."
Aunt Sue looked at Kevin. Uncle John saw this.
"What's wrong?" he asked. "Are you worried about Kevin?" He laughed.
I'm sure he wouldn't mind staying home alone, he said. But there'll be no partying, okay? He added. Kevin looked very innocent. Yes, Dad, he answered. It'll be good if the house is quiet. I'll be able to study. Everybody looked at Kevin skeptically. Nobody believed what he had said, but nobody said anything